This is the Wild Crime Report for Monday, the 29th of April, 2024. The Wild Crime Report is a bite-sized summary of what is happening around the world in the realm of environmental crime. It brings together a collection of the important stories that hit the press, be it seizures, prosecutions, or interesting developments that impact our most protected species. If you are listening and you're already signed up to the Wild Crime Report via Substack, then consider becoming a paid subscriber, where you can get additional insights like the Big Five Traffic Species of 2024 piece that I published this last weekend. It's a quick rundown and analysis of five traffic species that are of significance so far in 2024. I intend to produce more additional written pieces from now on in between these weekly free reports, so sign up if you don't want to miss a thing. And of course, the more paid subscribers I can get, the more I can put into cultivating more premium content for you. Now let's get into some information. In the United States, two Colombian nationals were sentenced to prison this last week after pleading guilty back in November to illegally importing handbags made from the skins of caiman and python species found in Central and Southern America. Nancy Gonzalez and Mauricio Giraldo were found back in 2016 to 2019 to be smuggling designer handbags into the United States and selling them as part of Gonzalez's luxury handbag company, Zuniga Limited, which had a showroom in New York City. As these species are protected under CITES, the offences brought Gonzalez and her network under the microscope of the US Fish and Wildlife Service, who investigated the case along with US agencies and law enforcement in Colombia. Unsurprisingly, Gonzalez has received most of the attention due to her status as a celebrity fashion designer, with links to famous clients such as Salma Hayek, Britney Spears, and Victoria Beckham. You can imagine their assistants and publicists would have been frantically rummaging through their handbag collections once news of Gonzalez's charges had been made public. Gonzalez received an 18-month prison sentence, however, she has already served 14 months in a Colombian jail since her arrest back in 2022. Similarly, Giraldo was sentenced to 22 months with time being served while he was incarcerated in Colombia. Both of them will get supervised releases and a ban from any activities involving commercial trade and wildlife for 3 years. A third Colombian, John Jaramillo, pled guilty in April and will be sentenced at a later date. Now from snake handbags to snakes on a plane. And in Bengaluru, India this last week, customs officials searched the check-in luggage of a passenger and found 10 yellow anacondas that had been transported from Bangkok, Thailand. The passenger, whose identity was not revealed in press reports, was promptly arrested. By now, reptiles coming into India from Thailand is becoming somewhat of a regular, if not weekly, occurrence. However, what's interesting is that these yellow anacondas, which are listed on CITES Appendix 2, are endemic to South America, found in countries like Bolivia, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay. So what happened to them before they left Bangkok would be an interesting intelligence gap to fill. Now, more reptiles coming out of Thailand, this time to Pakistan, and in Lahore, the Wildlife Department of Punjab intercepted a consignment of 200 small turtles that were sent from Bangkok by air and concealed in cartons of assorted goods. No further details about the investigation were provided, including whether authorities made any arrests, just that officials were acting on a tip-off. Curiously, no precise species was named in news reports, except to say that they were rare, and according to one site, they were stated as being a CITES Appendix 1 species. However, looking at the image shared by authorities, which shows small, bright green turtles with distinctive green spots on their underside, it doesn't appear to be a species such as the green sea turtle, which is Appendix 1. Quite possibly, they are red-eared sliders, in which the young or recently hatched turtles are often leafy green. This is the same species that was seized in Chennai, India around a week ago and mentioned on last week's Wild Crime Report. So if it is, well, it's an invasive species and contrary to most countries' wildlife laws, but not quite as rare as been stated in the press. Regardless, it's pretty clear that Thailand remains to be a launching pad for turtles and tortoises to a growing number of market countries. Now, a couple of interesting stories that were released this week that could be very pertinent to wildlife investigations. In Australia, scientists from the Australian National University are working with counterparts in the United Kingdom to develop a genetic database for parrots due to the frequency with which they are trafficked. There are believed to be around 400 different parrot species around the world, and researchers believe that over 300 of these have been registered as being traded in the illegal bird business. The database, once populated with full DNA of all parrots, will allow for the possibility that DNA samples from any bird seized by authorities could be analysed so as to determine their exact species and their geographical region of origin. This sort of technology and resource has two very practical purposes for investigators. On the one hand, it will be useful evidence in any prosecution to prove the smuggling offence of a bird species from one country to another. And secondly, may be required in order to get the necessary approvals to repatriate the smuggled birds back to their true habitat. This sort of technology and use of DNA has already been in operation for a long time for other species, especially in wildlife cases where positive species identification is required by expert witnesses. For example, elephants, which are trafficked for their ivory tusks, have been the focus of scientists from the University of Washington, who spent a considerable amount of time collecting elephant poo from all around Africa. The purpose, of course, was to extract DNA from the poo, and the result has been that samples of ivory from seizures all around the world can now tell exactly which region in Africa the ivory, or perhaps more accurately, the elephant it was attached to, came from. Again, it's this sort of evidence that could possibly help advance a case against a transnational smuggling syndicate. Or even in the early planning stages, it can help investigators determine the real supply routes of wildlife species in order to better concentrate their efforts. Even more advances have been made in the area of science to help elephants. You might recall that we've discussed the ongoing mammoth tusk trade that continues in the absence of any CITES regulations or restrictions. Yet it presents a threat to live elephant populations, where their poached ivory could very well be laundered into this legal mammoth trade. Well, just this week, a study was published showing that a new laser technology developed at the universities of Bristol and Lancaster in the United Kingdom can now quickly distinguish between illegal elephant ivory and legal mammoth tusk ivory. Researchers scanned samples of mammoth and elephant tusks from London's Natural History Museum, and using the Raman spectroscopy laser method, it was rapid, non-destructive, and most importantly, accurate. Hopefully this sort of technology can be rolled out pronto to the customs and law enforcement agencies that need it the most in countries where flows of mammoth and elephant ivory converge. And it just illustrates how the fight to save our species cannot be won by police working alone. Well done, nerds. More of it, please. And that is the Wild Crime Report for this week. Once again, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, please go to Substack and sign up so you can follow these reports and also get the additional midweek recaps and other content I'm publishing on my channel. And please consider becoming a paid subscriber. I'm Matt Durrant. Until next time, stay wild and keep the animals there too.